This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're at the end of what's on track to be the hottest month on Earth ever recorded. Yet, countries are still burning a lot of coal, fueling climate change. A new report from the International Energy Agency shows global demand for coal reached a record level in 2022. India and China continue to use more coal, unlike the U.S., Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Countries like India and China rely on coal for two big reasons, says Sonia Carley, a professor of energy policy at the University of Pennsylvania. It's usually cheap and available.
And so as these countries industrialize and develop, coal is typically one of the first choice energy options that are pursued.
Wind and solar energy is getting less expensive, but Seth Feaster, an analyst with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, says renewables aren't enough to meet China's demand.
Despite being a world leader in the amount of wind and solar capacity that they're installing, coal is still rising. They haven't reached a tipping point yet.
Unlike in the U.S., where coal use continues to fall. That's in part because, unlike China, our overall energy demand has been pretty stagnant, Feaster says.
And so what that's meant over the last 15 years or so is that all the new power generated by wind and solar is replacing something else.
Namely, coal. Globally, the International Energy Agency predicts coal demand will remain flat this year and next. But that's a big problem, says Daniel Cohan, an associate professor of environmental engineering at Rice University.
Any year that we don't see coal use decline dramatically is another year that we're falling behind the pace of what needs to happen for climate goals.
Maybe, he says, all the extreme weather we've seen this summer might push countries to act faster to find alternatives. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.